Next up, that's what ADC was requesting. That's a general discussion on Bitrush and Gopher. Or maybe it's ten. No, no, break in after that thing. So yesterday there was a nice party, and actually this year I reduced a bit the discussions because last year they were not really used that much. But if there's a popular request, of course I will add it. So here we are. We will discuss something. First of all, the rules of a discussion is that a discussion is a talk where everyone is ready to change their opinion. If you're not ready to change your opinion, it's shouting. So if you only want to shout, don't participate, please, because that's what we see on Facebook and Twitter. People who pretend to know the definition of a discussion, but they do not really know it. That's the difference between most academic people, but also you have many academic people who never really realized what a discussion is. I will read out a topic, people will discuss it on IRC, and I will read out the discussion for the audio recording, so people in the future can follow us. So ADC was telling me he wants to talk about spreading good software development practices. I was thinking about this, and how can we spread what we do here, like Bitrush, that we follow some rules, that we realize things should be beautiful, things should be simple. Our chorus is something good, like could we hire Henry to, this is some guy at Zuckless who makes videos about Zuckless software, to make some course on it on YouTube. How about examples? This is actually what I prefer. It's having good projects which are examples, and then people just read them and then they just copy it. It's more like the Stack Overflow thing than projects. That's what we do. It's simple projects which just work, and by using those projects you want to edit them, you want to change them, or enforcing rules. That's what we do in Bitrush. It keeps some people away, but it keeps purity too. So there's pro and con. Boot camps, yes. Lurk people into some boot camps and then exploit them, maybe. So this is the first, and then ADC is bringing up a second topic. But first, we will talk about spreading good software development practices. So please begin. What are your comments? Do you people have some other ideas than I had, how we can spread the Bitrush ideas, how we can spread the way we think? Because it's the thing why I made Bitrush. It's more about spreading the idea. It's not about forcing people to use like a C, which went wrong and suckless. Then Lingunixtix is saying, change by being a good example yourself works best with training of new recruits. Yes, that's what I said about, for example, the Gopher thing, about how we have to use it. If you use it and we are happy about using it, people will simply use it because they see how we are using it. Like if you sit in a hackerspace or co-working space and use some simple Gopher interface, you're faster in finding information, you don't have ugly dependencies and ugly ads on your screen. People will ask, what are you using there? What are you doing? And then you explain them, you find out people who can follow it and people who can't. Parasite is saying, along with examples, I think the entry point is having enough interesting projects to work on. The people could try to implement things and the whole community can help with teaching about good practices. Parasite, yes, good point. That's what I hope we do in Bitrush EN when someone comes along. Instead of just saying, do it like that way, it's more like we first train people to say, send in please the patch. You found this bug, but look at the manifesto, bug reports or patches. And then people send the patch and then we discuss it. And then we say, oh, let's change a small thing. And then, of course, you help out a bit. It's not just like not rigid. Teacher, like someone who wants to be arrogant and tell you how to live your life. That's not what it should, how it should be. Skingrapher is saying, I don't think there's a barrier to lower. Most of people don't even know simpler solutions. Ah, thank you, Skingrapher. Yes, just some story about the history of Bitrise. So, Sackler is actually, I think this related also to the ADC topic, made something wrong. It was too hipster. It's too easy to access Sackler. You just need to have a web browser, enter the right top terms, and then you can follow Sackler and pretend to be a Sackler user. You just enter some small command line commands and DWM is running. But with Bitrise, you have to actually start thinking. You have to know that this is Gopher, this is a different protocol, it looks different, and this already selects people and their height of ability to think. That's why I do that. Of course, it restricts people, how many we have, but it's also more like this is where Sackler and Bitrise interact. They're first people coming to Sackler because it's cool, then they realize I want to go further and even more cooler, they realize Bitrise, and that's how we select good programmers. Because it's not easy to find. Then Joshua is saying, if someone does the big work on some topic, do the server, it's always going to be used by the community unless it's not maintained anymore. Then other projects can be used for the big work, library server, and use it for themselves. Joshua, yes. Actually, there I can say that I made new projects. So there are different kind of development stages of open source developers. You have some people who are able to make a new project, who make completely make a new project. They can bring it up from the lowest levels. Then you have programmers who are able to only contribute patches. Then you have the level of people who can only complain and write bug reports. And then of course you have the consumers who do nothing. So actually, it's more like in psychology, you have the levels of moral or ethical levels. Like first you only think of yourself, then you think of others, then you think of the world. And here it's more like there's not everyone is able to make just a simple project. But this is what I want to do with Bitrise, by having these simple rules. You can easily make out of one C file a whole project, which everyone can use. I don't think it can be lowered further. And by having these simple rules, it's just simple behavior to make a new project, you are compatible to others. And it can be easily published by using simple tools. And the other thing, of course, is people then contribute. It's like if you, for example, have someone does the hard work of just implementing something which works, and then, for example, I just send in the make file or the config.mk so it looks better. So I think this is how we can interact with each other. So, ADC, does this answer your question? Okay, Evil Bob is saying everyone can send a patch to improve the documentation, which is really actually very helpful. Yes, the thing is that we have different views. This is what I want to talk about at Code Beauty, to talk about Code Beauty. We have different worldviews, and it's not like our worldview is the one which is the true one. It's also the one what I want to say about negative people. Never say never. There are really completely different views in the world. It's not like there's just Germany or just Netherlands or just Denmark or just France. There are completely different people out there, but realize it, there are really many friendly, nice people out there. They all want peace, no one wants war. They're just some idiots. So Joshua is saying the big work could be fixing bugs, maintaining, testing, documenting. Yes, I think it also depends on what you're good at. Some people like writing man pages. Some people like fixing bugs. Some people like just maintaining and being the big guy of it. Some people just like to do administration stuff. This is why we are individuals. Always realize people with this selection to Bitrise are specialized individuals. It's not like you can just compare it to German doctors, for example. When we have 160,000 doctors in ambulatory, all these doctors have 12 years of education, of professionalism. And now some people in politics want to make us all equal. Everyone has to use conferencing. Everyone has to use this. Everyone has to diagnose things like that. But that doesn't work. You have 160,000 individuals with 12 years of education. You have to talk to them in a different way. You have to give them tools. You don't have to give them rules, because the rules is what will make them not freely thinking anymore. You have to, actually, that's my idea of liberalism, to get people to think freely, not stop them from thinking. But that's a different worldview. Ari Bob is saying that as barrier entry for contributing, a fresh perspective from new users is good, and this can improve the overall project and make it also more accessible. I think there are two sides here. First of all, it's the principles. For example, Bitrage make it possible to take up a project in like 10 years. Like, look at all the old FTP servers of old X11 project, like Thing Launch or that one. These were old projects I found on some FTP server and copied and improved them for now. But if this would be, for example, some ugly Java project from 90 or 2000, I wouldn't have touched it at all. So these are some rules for making things usable and readable for the archaeologists or future developers. But there's also the short-term perspective of having users using the tool and finding that, oh, it doesn't work for my intention. And this gives you a new view and a different way of how to use it. But first we have principles, that means command line interface, and that this tool will get done, as we have it in Bitrage, that the tool just does one thing. Not like if you have, for example, some GNOME project or systemd, which is not an init daemon anymore. It's now a big, huge, bloated thing, because too many people came with a different perspective, and they, because of their missing principles, they just made bigger. They made it bigger, and now it's unusable. But if you have, for example, S init, it's just there. It just does it. It's perfect. KISP, keep it simple, perfect. So I think it depends on the situation and the problem to solve. So EDC has a different topic. Bitrage populism, question mark. Suckless was originally branded as small and elite, but became popular because of influences spreading the word. Does Bitrage need more initiatives to lower the barrier of entry and show some simple solutions are better? ADC, actually I realized something by using Gopher. We don't really need to lower, we just need to spread the idea of Bitrage, because just search for Bitrage on Google. You will find out that there are at least 20 mirrors. It's not like we have a big website. we have different domains now. Just by using the Gopher proxies, we are everywhere now. This is one idea I have, to use this as a file system. So I don't think we have to lower some branding or make some initiatives. We just have to keep our fun on our own and just make it running, or keep it running. That's my idea. Because I don't really know, because if you lower and add some popularity, you already give people some hope in something they will find here, and then they come here and they will be disappointed. I think people should find it on their own. Oh, Parasite is saying that there's GitHub Bitrage thing. Well, Parasite, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, look at the marketing idea. You found the Bitrage thing. Yes, that's the really old root of Bitrage. The Bitrage project was initially some app development. I took over the brand. But that's, I think, is the beauty of the history of Bitrage. It's not like one serial line. It's many leaves, many roots. A skin grapher saying he doesn't remember how he found Bitrage. I think he was searching for GMID source code. Yes, skin grabber, that's the thing. Bitrage is just an idea. It's a movement of people who think likewise. And you find us through the things we make that improve your life. And by spreading this, look at this, even if you have a future career in Java or in whatever company you are, you still have heard of Bitrage, and you know there's a different thinking. There's not just agile meetings of wasting lifetime. You will find out, oh, there's something different, and that's why we also keep Gopher alive, because the old people only know the web, They only know that there's the web. Everything should be done over the web. And slowly you have like one generation of people who never realize there's something else. And with Gopher, just by typing in Bitrise, you will find, oh, there's something different. This looks different. They have a different idea. Oh, and I have thought about like that too, that stuff is crap. Let's follow this. And you have people who realize it, and you have people who don't. And this is the selection process of Bitrise. Joshua is asking if we have to hire a community manager yet. Nope. We don't need it. We don't need it. actually, we have many people doing community management, like Leo is doing memes, ADC is doing memes, I'm there to talk about other topics and do development. Evil Bob is giving us nice interfaces we use. It's all connected over Anna. I don't think we really need a community manager, because we are the community. That's the thing. Okay. So anyone has any other topic to talk about? No. Because then I will change the schedule a bit. Because now that Catalyst yes, clap myself. Clapping about me. Yeah, that's the thing why we have these discussions. It's more like, look, we are on Bitrise, you have to find people, or they have to get their attention to some topic. But with BitriseCon, that's the good thing about it, is people are sitting in some room or they concentrate on one stream. That's why we have one actual track at the whole conference. So we can concentrate the creativity of all the people together. So that's the thing why I keep these discussions are good. It's not that we change the world with it, right, but it's more like a community feeling. Oh, we were talking about community management.